In a way, it was quite a good thing that it was delayed, because when I saw the scaffold, I was just terrified. And it sort of gave me time to kind of get used to the idea of going up it and being used to it. And so, yeah, we squared it, you know, painted the emulsion base on and squared it up. And I had an assistant who was a member of the team. In fact, there were two members of the team, Danny Miller and Jane Margrave, helped to sort of do all the basic things, and then started doing some paintings. And then I think Jane was pregnant, so she had to go off. And of course, Danny was great, but he had this style that was completely not really what I wanted the style to be. So at the end of the year, I was left with I paid Danny off, because he'd done the amount of time and agreed he was going to do. And I just about got the tree done by the end of the first year. And then basically the second year, I struggled and struggled with the sort of middle ground, and it wasn't really looking all that much better. And so it was like the third year, I really had to try and pull it all together. So it was a long, hard haul. And I can remember standing at the bottom of it, you know, the wall, it was like standing at the bottom of a crag or something that you could never get up. But in the end, it seemed to come together. And I just walked away from it. I never did anything, never had any opening or anything. And started doing some other things. And then gradually, people started getting in touch, saying that they liked it and this, that and the other. And I realised that people did really like it. And then, of course, it was on this gable end overlooking a site, which was going to be a sort of nature area. But, of course, building pressures being what they are, St Pancras Housing Association bought it to build houses on, and you couldn't really say that a mural was more important than housing. And then the lady who I mentioned earlier, June Watkins, who helped me very much get into art school, she contacted Claire Tomalin, who's an author and who's written a book about Mary Wollstonecraft, and she got involved and helped me raise the money to do it again on the other, and in the end we decided to do it on the other side of the building, which has a window in it and overlooks the playground. And so we painted it again. That was in 1986, so it was 10 years later. It had 10 years, and then 10 years after that, they decided to demolish the school. That was in 2006, and so it was painted again on one of the blocks of flats that had been built that had defaced the original one. It was painted on the end of that. So it began by facing east, and it ended up facing west. And it was terrible. I'd never work on the west-facing wall again. We just, the paint dry, you know, it's so hot.